Philadelphia will elect a new mayor in 2015 for the first time in 8 years. That person will have a laundry list of problems to attend to. 1 in 4 city residents live in poverty. The Philadelphia school district is broke, and the city only has half the money it needs to pay for the pension benefits it owes retired workers. But there's lots of good news for the city's next mayor as well. Population's up, crime is down, and a new generation of young people seem dedicated to sticking it out in Philadelphia. To cover the mayor's race, WHYY and Newsworks are launching a new data-driven project called the Philly Index. Reporter Holly Otterbein joins me to explain.
Hi, Dave. So over the next few months, we'll be posing two big questions. What is the shape of the major challenges that the next mayor will have to deal with? And how has Mayor Michael Nutter helped move Philly forward or backward since taking office in 2008? To find out what the answers are, we'll be combing through tons of data and statistics. We'll look at how the city's homicide rate has changed. We'll figure out what the city's tax burden is compared to other cities. We'll tell you the top complaints to Philly 311, the city's non-emergency call center. But we'll look at fun stuff, too, like how the types of dogs people own in Philadelphia have changed over time. By the time we're done, we hope we'll have a better picture of where Philly is and where it's going. That's why we're calling it the Philly Index.
And for the first installment of this project, I understand you've decided to do something a little offbeat. A look at how a longtime Philadelphia tradition has changed under Mayor Michael Nutter.
That's right. We looked at the state of block parties in the city. Hopefully talking about this will get everyone feeling a little bit warmer this winter. For a fee, the city of Philadelphia lets residents close off their blocks and throw a party. And every year, thousands of blocks do it, usually in the summertime, to celebrate birthdays, graduations, and holidays, like July 4th. Tracy Gordon has organized 20-some parties on her block in southwest Philadelphia. Here's how she described a recent party.
You will actually think you're on a beach. Everybody brings their pools out for their kids. We had the giant slide. We had R&B music. We had a live band. We had ribs, beef, pork. We had everything. It just was an explosion. It was an explosion of happiness on our block.
Wow. So how is the block party scene doing under Mayor Nutter?
Well, there's good news and there's bad news. The good news is Philly throws more block parties per capita than lots of other big cities. Last year, Philadelphia approved about 6,000 applications for block party permits. That's way more than Chicago or New York City, which are much bigger.
Holly, what's the upshot of all this? And why does it matter if Philly has more block parties than other cities?
Block parties are a measure of something special on a block. It means you have a leader who organized it, and it means the people on your block know each other. Here's how Emily Doley, a block party organizer in Germantown, explains it.
I wouldn't say that it signifies a healthy block. I mean, our block has, like, a ridiculous number of problems still, but it does at least signify a block that's trying, a block where people are talking to each other, a block where people are kind of working through whatever their problems are.
If you're curious about how many parties your block has had recently, go to newsworks.org. We made an interactive map that shows where all the block parties in 2013 took place.
Though you also said there was bad news about the block party scene in Philly.
Yep. The bad news is that the number of block parties in Philadelphia has gone down under Mayor Nutter. In 2008, which was the first year he took office, the city approved 7,700 permits for block parties. So last year's number represents a 20% decrease.
And what accounts for that drop?
I asked Patrick O'Donnell, a manager in Philadelphia's streets department, that question. He says the Nutter administration has tightened the regulations for block parties.
There's a cost to close down a street. We were seeing an increase in complaints coming in from mass transit, from the motorists that were in the city of Philadelphia trying to get from point A to point B. And in certain circumstances, they just weren't able to get to their destinations.
O'Donnell says the city limited the number of parties that a block can throw each year to 5 and raised the fees.
Holly, let's end on a positive note. Do you have any advice for those who want to throw a block party?
Well, there is one thing that several people told me you absolutely must get if you throw a block party. Here's Emily Doley again.
I highly recommend that people get a water slide. I mean, I really do. An inflatable water slide on like a row home lined block in Philadelphia, it's as high as the first story of the house. So like when you're up there, The view is just crazy because you're like towering over your block and people love it. People of all ages love it.
Oh my God, I just put my bathing suit away for the season. Holly, where can we find that block party map and the other maps and charts that'll be part of the Philly Index Project?
It will all be on WHYY's news website, newsworks.org.
That's newsworks.org. Thanks, Holly.
Thank you for having me.